Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome to RIM Radio. This is Yusra Larjoun behind the microphone for the headlines. His Royal Highness Prince Mulay Rashid chairs opening of 14th El Jadida Horse Show. Earthquake, High Atlas Development Agency to be responsible for implementing reconstruction program for most severely affected schools. Minister of Equipment and Water, all human and logistical resources mobilized to supply drinking water to regions affected by a house earthquake. Minister Bin Said meets CEO of South Korean company Proxy Planet. And internationally, Russian State Duma adopts bill to revoke comprehensive nuclear test ban treat ratification in first reading. Starting off this newscast in Morocco, His Royal Highness Prince Mulay Rashid chaired on Monday the opening of the 14th edition of the El Jadida Horse Show, held under the high patronage of His Majesty King Mohammed VI, under the theme The Horse and Sustainable Development. On this occasion, His Royal Highness Prince Mulay Rashid toured the show's various exhibition stands. His Royal Highness visited the Sponsors Village, the Institutional Stands, the Breeders Village, the Crafts House, the International Village, the Commercial Village, the Art and Culture Village, and Region Stands. His Royal Highness then attended in the main arena an equestrian show before joining the Tourida area, where he watched Fantasia performances by 18 sorbas representing the different regions of the kingdom. This edition of the El Jadida Horse Show, which runs from October 17th to 22nd, is an opportunity to highlight the contribution of the equine industry and its many related activities to sustainable development. The show is also an occasion to highlight the importance of the equine tradition in Morocco's cultural heritage. In Rabat, Minister of National Education, Preschool Learning and Sports Shakib Bin Moussa said on Monday that his department will entrust the High Atlas Development Agency with the implementation of the reconstruction and rehabilitation program for the most affected schools at an overall cost around 4 billion dirhams. In response to an oral question at the House of Representatives on the emergency plan to rehabilitate the education sector in earthquake-affected areas, Bin Moussa noted that the program would be carried out with due respect for the specific heritage and architectural features of the affected areas and in compliance with updated earthquake resistance standards, adding that the ministry is currently working with the relevant offices to launch technical studies to meet the challenge of rebuilding and rehabilitating the affected schools so that they can be operational for the start of the next school year. In addition, the implementation of an integrated development program for the affected areas will enable the educational and sports offer in these regions to be upgraded for a budget of 5 billion dirhams, he said, stressing that the ministry aims, through this development project, to win the bet of improving the indicators of the educational system in the affected areas. During the same event, Minister of Equipment and Water, Nizar Baraka, said yesterday that his department has mobilized all human and logistical resources to supply drinking water to the regions affected by the Al Haus earthquake. In response to an oral question at the House of Representatives on the supply of drinking water to the areas affected by the earthquake, Baraka noted that the ministry had taken immediate action in this direction through transporting water by tanker trucks and then rebuilding the bridges belonging to the National Drinking Water Office, ONEP, to bring water to the affected areas. The measures are part of the first phase of the emergency program to rehabilitate and help rebuild homes destroyed in the earthquake, he said. Still in Rabat, Speaker of the House of Representatives Rashid Talbi Al-Alami held talks on Monday with President of the National Transitional Council of the Republic of Guinea, Dansa Kuruma, on the role of the two legislative institutions in strengthening dialogue and effective communication. The exchanges, held as part of the participation of Kuruma and the delegation accompanying him at the Global Parliamentary Forum on the sidelines of the 2023 annual meetings of the World Bank Group and the International Monetary Fund, were an opportunity to stress the importance of bilateral and multilateral parliamentary coordination, openness to different experiences, and the exchange of expertise. The two parties welcomed the good relations between the two countries and the Kingdom of Morocco's policy towards the countries of the African continent under the wise leadership of His Majesty King Mohammed VI, the House of Representatives said in a statement. Minister of Youth, Culture and Communication Mohammed Mehdi Bin Said met on Monday in Rabat with Young Mok Park, founder and CEO of Proxy Planet, a South Korean company active in the video game industry. The meeting provided an opportunity to exchange views on the video game industry and its importance on the international market, given its significant revenues, according to a statement by the Ministry of Youth, Culture and Communication. In this regard, Bin Said presented to the South Korean official Morocco's vision for the video game industry and the ambitious project initiated by the ministry in this field. The project has enabled rooms in the youth centers to be equipped with spaces dedicated to electronic games, in addition to the creation, in collaboration with institutions, of other spaces dedicated to programming and innovation within the youth centers, intended mainly for young people who have not yet received higher academic training, with the aim of making Morocco a continental leader in the electronic game industry, he noted. In this context, the minister mentioned a project to create a city dedicated to the electronic games industry, bringing together national and international companies as well as emerging companies in this field, in addition to the organization next year of an exhibition for the electronic games industry in Morocco. Cooperation in the electrical energy sector was the focus of a meeting on Monday in Rabat between Director General of the National Electricity and Drinking Water Office, ONI, Abdrahim Al-Hafidi, and President of the Islamic Development Bank, IDB Group, Mohamed Suleiman Al-Jasser, on an official visit to Morocco, where he took part in the annual meetings of the World Bank Group and the International Monetary Fund, held from October 9th to 15th in Marrakesh. Discussions focused on ONI's main achievements in the field of electrical energy, as well as the success of major structuring projects to support the kingdom's socio-economic development, said an ONI statement, noting that both parties reiterated their commitment to developing ambitious cooperation programs and strengthen their partnership in the electrical energy sector. On this occasion, Al-Hafidi presented the main strategic choices made by Morocco to meet the major challenges ahead in the energy sector and support its sustainable development, as well as the main projects currently being developed by ONI that could represent opportunities for cooperation with the IDB, the statement pointed out. Internationally, the State Duma lower house has passed in its first reading a bill on Russia's withdrawal of the ratification of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, known as CTBT. The bill, supported by 412 Duma members, cancels Article 1 of the law on the ratification of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, which contains a provision on the ratification of the treaty signed on Russia's behalf in New York on September 24, 1996. Earlier, State Duma Speaker Vyacheslav Volodin said in his Telegram channel that the ratification of the treaty had been withdrawn in the interests of Russia's security. The document was submitted to the State Duma on October 13th. The CTBT is a multilateral treaty that bans nuclear weapons test explosions and any other nuclear explosions for civilian and military purposes. It was adopted by the United Nations General Assembly on September 10th, 1996, but has not entered into force as 8 specific nations have not ratified the treaty. Concluding with this news, Russian health authorities reported today an increase of 6.6% in the number of COVID cases during the week ending on October 15th. Quote-unquote, the incidence of infection with the new coronavirus during the past week was 11.72 per 100,000 inhabitants, an increase of 6.6% compared with the week before, the operational headquarters for the prevention of the spread of coronavirus infection said in a statement. During the period under review, an increase in infections was recorded in 51 regions of Russia, including 13 regions where the national average was exceeded, it added. And that wraps up today's news update. Thank you for joining us and make sure to stay tuned for the latest national and international news and updates on RIM Radio. As for me, I will see you again for a 5:40 newscast.